sing that song, I think.
159.
Your word would settle deeply in our heart these days that we have committed to you and to looking into your word and to looking at the word. We pray, Lord, that it would take root and there would be much fruit born. Lord, that it would keep us faithful, true. God, we pray today that you would bring your blessing to us again. We thank you for the work that you're doing, God. We believe you for greater things. And so, Lord, give us faith to believe. Minister to our children this morning, Lord, and our young people throughout this day. God, we pray that you continually draw them near to yourself. Let them become keenly aware of your presence, O God, in their meetings and their activities and conversations, Lord. We just pray that you would settle upon them, dear God, and draw them unto yourself. So we thank you, Lord, for the opportunities that are before us today. And we pray, Lord, that we would redeem the time. So speak to our hearts, Lord. Give us ears to hear. So you want to speak to your church. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. Could we read Psalm 135 together? So as we begin this morning. Psalm 135. You can stand if you would. So this is getting more and more tricky to do corporate reading because everybody comes with different translations. If you have your phone and you can pick what you want, we're in ESV is what I use. I know many are using that. And so you who have an ESV, read extra loud. And if you don't have the ESV, just back off a little bit. But read. That's okay. And so we'll do one verse back and forth. So I'll read one verse, and then you all read the next verse. And we'll go through Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord.
You stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant.
For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself. Israel has his own possession.
For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods.
Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps.
He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain, and brings forth the wind from his storehouses.
He it was who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and of beast.
Who in your midst, O Egypt, sends signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants?
Who struck down many nations and killed mighty kings?
Zion, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan.
And gave their land as a heritage to his people Israel.
Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, throughout all ages.
For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants.
The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands.
They have mouths but do not speak. They have eyes but do not see.
They have ears but do not hear, nor is there any breath in their mouths.
Those who make them become like them, so do all who trust in them.
O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord.
O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord from Zion, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's do that. Let's praise him. Father, we worship you. You are God above all gods. You are king over all kings. You rule and you reign, Lord. Jesus, come. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Take your reign, O God, in this place. Take your reign and rule, Lord, in our hearts and lives. God, we praise you. We bow before you, Lord. There is none like you. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name, dear Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Lord, we worship you today. You are good. God, you are faithful. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Bless the Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people that's hymn number 18. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Let the earth hear his voice. bless you, Lord.
Continue to come to our staff members, Lord. We thank you for those who give themselves or have given themselves and are giving themselves. And Lord, although we don't do it for rewards, we do it because we love you.
Yes.
But you take it and you reward us anyway. You bless us. We thank you for that. Help us to serve you with joy and with gladness.
Yes.
Help us to know that you are aware of our needs. Every one of us, our deepest needs, you know, Lord. And we may not even be able to describe them ourselves, but you know what we need. We know what our situations are. Every one of us in this room, on these grounds. You know us all by name. And you know our deepest longings, our questionings. You know everything that we are in need of, and things that we can't express or don't express. That you know them, and thank you, Lord, that you address them and give us the help that we need. Help us to trust you more, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to put our total trust in you, to expect you to guide us and lead us as the good shepherd.
Jesus'
name I ask.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There are a few things happening today that we want to make you aware of right after our meeting this morning. If you are interested in doing a craft, and I don't know what it is, but my wife will meet you down at the cottage dining room, so that's where we eat. But instead of going to the right up the stairs, just go to the left, and it's on the downstairs. And so you can go over there. I guess we could say about 11 o'clock. That would work. And that's for anybody who'd like to join. This afternoon, we have staff prayer at 4:15. If you're on staff, please make every effort to be there, unless you're otherwise occupied doing staff stuff. But please be here 4:15. But everybody is welcome to join us at that time if you'd like. And then tonight, it looks like the weather is going to be good. It'll be chilly, But Thursday evenings, often we have our meeting on the beach. So tonight, if you would plan that, same time, 8:15, dress warm. I think it's going to be in the 50s overnight. So I don't know what it'll be then, but be prepared for that in this evening's meeting. Let's sing hymn number 455. I've asked Brother Gary Petrillo to speak this morning. Brother Gary and his wife Catherine are pastors in Rockaway Beach, Church on the Rock. Correct? I do it every year. And I say, okay, it's one of two, and I always pick the wrong one. I just need to remember the Bible verse. So, House on the Rock Church, Brother Gary's mom is here as well, Sister Catherine. Brother Gary's dad founded that church and pastored that church and passed away a few years ago. And so Pastor Gary has been leading that church. They have a great ministry there, involved in other ministries as well. And God has been using them. And he's also going to be our head counselor the fourth period. So that's exciting, I think. But anyway, he's going to come and share. We're so glad that their family is able to spend time with us here at camp and be a blessing to us throughout this first period. Let's sing hymn number 455.